Before you share the details of this year's Jester's Multimedia Theatrical Extravaganza, as I'm fond of calling it, would you tell us briefly about the Jester's program?
The Jester's is a performing arts group of people with developmental disabilities. It was founded and then since been administered by the University of St. Francis for 35 years. And the program has grown a lot. This year we have 70 people, ranging in ages from about 10 to seniors. And it's just very exciting. We meet 4 hours a week from September to March, and we work on theater and music, instrumental and voice, and puppets, and dance and movement, and visual arts and photography, and create a multimedia performance that we present every spring.
How exciting and rewarding for all it sounds. Many directors say that herding cats is far easier than directing a large cast and crew.
Yes.
How do the Jester's stack up to that comparison?
It's interesting because their willingness and their enthusiasm is so great, more so than any other group I've ever worked with. And we've developed trust over a period of time. And the new people who come in who don't know me, they get sort of sucked into the trust that exists between the people who have been there working with me. So their willingness to follow my lead is just extremely positive. And I so appreciate that. Now, their ability to process my direction is sometimes less than their willingness to follow my lead. That's just an ongoing part of working with this group of people, and you just have to learn to take that in stride and roll with it and not let yourself get real frustrated about it. And honestly, since they don't give me attitude problems, you know, it's really easy to just be forgiving of that internally so that you continue coming to the work fresh and excited. And after the 4 hours, we work 4 hours on Saturdays, and I am exhausted, absolutely exhausted. I can hardly process another simple sentence by the time the work is done, but your adrenaline kicks in, and throughout that 4 hours, it's just really one joyous moment after another. In the midst of it, I find myself thinking there is nothing else I would rather be doing than what I'm doing right now.
And I bet they would echo your positive sentiments.
I think so. They leave tired, like I leave tired, but it's one of the best tireds I have ever experienced. It's not this I'm emotionally worn out and physically drained kind of tired. It's the tired of I have completely expended myself, every ounce of energy, and now I'm done. Now I need to rest. And I think they feel that as well. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, without spoilers, please, can you give us the storyline of this year's production, which is Horse Tales?
Yes, horses have so much personality, and they have such unique life stories. And I developed this vision over a year ago of doing a show that explored the different storylines, life storylines of horses in a stable. And so we had horses and dogs gathering for a fox hunt at a stable, and then in the process, they started telling their unique individual life stories, which gave us a host of storylines to integrate into a single theme. And then we chose to focus on pieces of literature. And then we had the Jesters write their own story about a circus horse. And then all of these stories are integrated into this theme of this fox hunt. So we have foxes throughout the show who are concerned about the fox hunt, and they're trying to convince the horses and dogs to cancel the fox hunt, which by the end of the show, they've successfully convinced them that we really don't want to hunt this sweet, cute little fox, and we're just going to make music together, and that's the end of the show. So it's allowed us to explore themes of loyalty and friendship and bullying, and we've had Jesters who just love being foxes sneaking across around the stage, and we have this core group of dogs who are throughout the show who live in the stable and get to develop those characters. And then, of course, we have these horses. And so it's been a lot of fun.
And quite a horse tale you're telling.
Quite a horse tale.
What can you guarantee the audience will take away from Horse Tales?
Joy. The participants, the performers, they just love the work. And they are so excited to be on that stage. This is their moment. Sometimes this group of people doesn't get a lot of moments, and this is their moment, and man, they seize it. They're very clear. This is my moment. And many of them now have enough performance experience that they don't have that freeze. You know, I'm looking at this audience and suddenly I have no idea what's happening. Many of them have now grown beyond that. So they step out on that stage and they take it fully, and are very passionate about it, and there's just no way, as an audience member, you can't get caught up in that level of joy.
If there's an Oscar in our heart, it's going to go to them.
Absolutely.
Allison Ballard is director of the University of St. Francis Jesters. She joined us today in the WBOI studios. Allison, thank you so much for sharing your time and this inside look at the upcoming Jesters production of Horsetails with us.
Thank you.